Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry, honored to be not only a member of SCN, but also the host of this podcast. And I'm honored today to be joined by Dr. Colin Richmond. Dr. Richmond, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Kevin. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm excited to talk to you today, and let's get into the clinical side of things. But before we do that, I'd love for our audience to know a little bit more about you.
Thank you, Kevin. As mentioned, my name is Colin Richmond. I'm a periodontist. I've been involved in clinical periodontics for 30 plus years. I've also been involved in the educational side of dentistry, including periodontics and particularly including comprehensive dental care, diagnostics. That is what I've taught at multiple forums around the country, and including for all these years I've been in practice as a consultant attending at our graduate school, Augusta University in Georgia. So I'm delighted to be here and potentially to share some of the elements of dentistry that excite me and that I'm keen to share with other members of our profession.
Fantastic. I'm going to take you up on that offer because I know you mentioned comprehensive care. And I'm just curious, from a 30,000 foot view, how do you define comprehensive care and how should all dental practices be defining that?
I strongly believe in this concept, Kevin, and have taught this. For those who are familiar, I'll give a little background, and that is I also ran a Seattle Study Club for over 20 years. And for those familiar with Seattle Study Clubs, the mantra of a Seattle Study is comprehensive care. Comprehensive care implies that every single patient who walks into a dental office, most of whom will be in a family practice office, but a few will seek out a specialty office, but it makes no difference, that every single patient deserves to have a comprehensive evaluation of their mouth, which includes well-defined categories of what we term structure or biology, that is all the soft tissues of the bone around the entire mouth, then of teeth, and the integrity of the teeth, including their endodontic aspects, then of aesthetics, and then finally of myofunction, which means how all the bits and pieces work together. Now, many patients would not be ready to seek out all that care initially, but that diagnostic database of those four categories, I do believe, is obligatory to obtain and to at least advise a patient of their issues. Once the patient is advised, then working with the dental team and any dental specialists that might be needed for that case, the attending dentist can start appropriate care. In appropriate care, there are in dentistry two distinct subcategories. The first subcategory is essential care. That's primary care. That is, get rid of pain, discomfort, cavities, gum disease, impacted teeth, root canals. That is essential care that, in essence, must be done for that patient to get them into a state of stopping their dental disease. Then we get into secondary care, which is the rehabilitative element of that individual's mouth. You know, for when many of us went to dental school, what we were taught then is obsolete today. And we live in such a technological world that our technology in the world of dentistry is also exploding. And what is available for rehabilitative care for a patient, be it a tooth, be it a bony ridge for an implant, be it a rehabilitation following a major resection, what is available today was not available years ago. And it is, in my opinion, the responsibility of the team and the attending primary dentist to address that with the patient, advise them what can be done, and hopefully set them on a path to comprehensive care that'll be predictable for that person's lifetime, which we can achieve very easily. That's a big 30,000-foot overview, Kevin.
You know, that's all right. Hey, that it's always good to start at a baseline, and I'm really glad that you did that. And I'm also glad that you mentioned the team and the role that they play in this as well, because I know I've seen practices where the team and the dentist are not always on the same page with something like this, and how when that happens, then obviously the message gets very muddled.
And that also includes other dental specialists that the dentist, the attending primary dentist, has got an established rapport with and work well together. They are also strongly members of that team. Oftentimes it includes medical personnel as well, if there's an underlying systemic condition for that patient.
I'm curious, what role does case presentation, treatment planning, how does that fit in with this comprehensive care thought process?
That is a fabulous question, because what we teach our residents, unfortunately at dental school, there isn't time to incorporate this into the curriculum. Comprehensive care, in order to be achieved, requires comprehensive records. For dentists, for meeting planners who will be viewing this, without comprehensive records, be it in medicine, be it in dentistry, we do not have the tools, we do not have the diagnostic data to establish the treatment plan in those four separate categories that I referenced earlier. So it all starts with records. And records are not just a few notes on a piece of paper. All individual dentists going into specialty programs, for example, orthodontics, prosthodontics, periodontics, those individuals are obligated as part of their early training to become proficient in photography, in taking the tooth charting, in taking the periodontal charting, in taking the medical and the dental history, in terms of whatever collaboration is needed with their associated specialists and physicians if needed. And then we've got that database. My analogy is our annual physical with our physician. Prior to a typical annual physical, we've got to go and have whatever tests are appropriate, including a full blood work, a full urine analysis, and whatever else is needed. Traditionally, that's not always been achieved in dentistry, and that's why in dentistry, some individuals striving to but never reach the level of a comprehensive care practice are unable to achieve that because they don't have those records. And that is a very simple process. And that is, in my case, that is one of the major topics I teach our residents, and I work with our residents, and our residents are obligated to acquire before they actually start talking with a patient. We've got to have, there is a wonderful legacy we've got from one of the pioneers in comprehensive care, an individual, Mort Amsterdam, who's deceased now, but from the University of Pennsylvania, who would teach us that there's one diagnosis. I'm paraphrasing, based on the records we've got, and multiple potential treatment plans, which can be customized to that patient's needs, wants, and budget. So it all starts with records, collaboration, analysis of those records, and then presenting the patient with the multitude of options that are available that are going to be predictable, attainable, and affordable for that individual's budget, and if needed, can be phased over time. Not all of the secondary aspect of dentistry, the rehabilitative element that I discussed, needs be provided tomorrow. We can phase a lot of care in order to achieve a predictable long-term success and, in this case, help people retain a healthy dentition and oral structure, hopefully for a lifetime. And that's totally attainable today with realistic approaches.
And I love that you discuss not only the options that should be available, but also take into account the costs associated, the time that it will take associated, because there's a lot of variables, it seems like, to making sure that that treatment plan is the right one for the patient.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah.
I'm curious, how do you see technology playing into this? With AI is such a hot thing right now and all the artificial intelligence buzz that there is. Do you see that playing a role in this treatment presentation and comprehensive care?
Indeed, it is coming. We've already got applied AI at an early level in many of the disciplines. That's very useful. In my field of periodontics, we can subject X-rays to an AI analysis and actually get a reasonably accurate diagnosis. So that is certainly coming, but I quote in my mind, biology is facilitated by technology. Technology does not override biology. Thank goodness we've got to analyze the data. AI can give us the data, but we've got to analyze it. We've got to make a customized, appropriate, attainable, affordable treatment plan for that patient. And then the technology, and I'm an early adopter of technology, technology will facilitate biology. We can use technology to help heal, to help rebuild, to help reconstruct. So much so, that's what I was referring to earlier. So much more so than 10 and then 20 and then 30 years ago. But the fundamental principles of dealing with a living organism is our domain and will never not be our domain. We have this debate quite often. And, you know, it's very seductive to strive to move to technology.
Sure.
But technology does not replace biology. And we see it over and over. One of the best unfortunate examples in dentistry is dental implants and peri-implantitis. And I've got an entire program devoted to mitigating peri-implantitis, and technology features where it can aid our implant dentistry, but cannot replace it. And we still need to incorporate biological principles. Kevin, you're getting close to the heart here. That's a very great question, and thank you for that.
I can sense the passion behind the answer. I can absolutely sense that, you know? And I love the answer as well, because I think that is one of the worries about AI and other technologies coming in, is that we become too reliant on it rather than, as you said, the biology coming first.
Correct. Totally correct. Yes.
Well, Dr. Richmond, I've enjoyed our chat today. And as you said, I know there's a lot that we didn't get to, unfortunately, in our time. So I want to make sure, how do our listeners get in touch with you? How do they learn more about you? What's a good way to reach out?
The first strategy for my teaching programs are on my website, which is www.integrateddentalseminars.net. The second is call me, 404-784-7272. And the third is email me at richmancs@gmail.com. My focus is mitigating and managing periodontitis, peri-implantitis, then achieving comprehensive care consistently, and my very strong commitment and many years of work is the perio-ortho-ortho-perio interface. So anyone interested, love to explore that further.
And we will make sure that all of Dr. Richmond's email address, contact information, everything else is located in the show notes. So it'll be easy for you to find and easy for you to follow up on what's been a really fascinating discussion today. Dr. Richmond, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. I look forward to our future interactions. You take care. Enjoy this day.
Yes, sir. And thanks to all of you for listening to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. We want to make sure you check out speakingconsultingnetwork.com, a great think tank of leaders in our industry coming together to help solve some of the problems faced by dentists and team members every day. Until next time, Kevin Henry, the host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, signing off. Wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.